there's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's the Burt Show.
All right. So as I understand it, you got mother-in-law here hooking up with dudes while she's supposed to be watching her granddaughter.
Ooh. Grandma's getting busy.
But she's bringing
Bouncing
random dudes
grandma.
Over
there.
voice disguiser?
Yeah, and she may need a fake name.
Definitely.
Okay.
How about Carol?
That's cool, too. It doesn't matter.
What's up? What's going on?
Well, a couple weeks ago, actually, my sister-in-law came for a visit. She lives with my mother-in-law. And she told me that my mother-in-law had been having men in and out of her house all day, basically, I guess, sleeping with him or them. While my daughter was there, and while her husband was not there.
Oh. So is grandma an escort, or just...
She's just a very active person.
Only on this show will you hear that question asked. So is grandma an escort?
Tomorrow's Maury.
Go ahead, go up and down the dial and try to find that statement somewhere else.
That's true.
So she's just a very active grandma. Now, grandpa's not part of the whole equation here?
No, definitely not. She remarried. My father-in-law actually lives in Kentucky now. They divorced about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. She actually left him for the man she is married to now.
Oh, so grandma's married again.
So, yeah. So this she's new just, guy.
She's been married about four times.
So she's cheating on this new guy with guys, and she's doing the cheating while your daughter is there.
Yes.
All right, let's define grandma to you. Are we talking about somebody in their 50s, or are we talking about somebody in their 70s?
Probably in her early
mid-50s.
Okay.
And she's your husband's mom?
Yes.
Husband's mom. And the sister-in-law is husband's sister?
Yes.
Okay.
And does your husband know that his mom is messing around with other dudes in the house while the baby's there?
Yes, he does know. He's actually deployed to Afghanistan right now. He actually called me the night that I found out about all this, and I was just so upset, and so I confided in him about it, and he was just very, very upset, because he thought that his mother was going through some soul-changing right before he left, and she vowed that she was changing and all that stuff and would never go back to her old ways, but obviously she's going back to her old ways.
I want to ask you, in the beginning of the conversation, you talked about the way you found out was your sister-in-law brought your mother-in-law over and told you. Was it almost like she drug her over to give the confession?
Oh, no, no, no. My mother-in-law was not there when sister-in-law told me.
Okay.
My sister-in-law found out that week because she saw somebody leaving the house, so she kind of just drug it out of her mom.
Okay.
So when she came to tell me, she was upset, and which made me really, really upset. It's just a big mess.
All right, let me give the phone number out here. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction is, why don't you just, I mean, because obviously your husband's upset about it too,
yes.
And you're the only one that can really do about something about it face-to-face. Why don't you just tell moms or just not have her watch the kids anymore?
Well, because if her husband ever found out, the reason why she can't watch my daughter anymore, he would just totally flip out and hit the roof.
That ain't
Who
your
cares?
Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think what she's with her, if I remember correctly from your email, the concern is with your husband kind of preoccupied right now.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't want to create a situation where she pulls the kid out, and then father-in-law is going to say, how come the kid's not coming to hang out anymore? And then she's going to have to come up with something. If it's a lie, then that's going to create drama because father-in-law is going to be like, what are you talking about? You know, like there's no reason why the kid wouldn't stay there anymore. And if she tells the truth, that's going to create drama. So I think she's looking for a drama-free out. Does that make sense?
Well, it wouldn't be your place to tell the grandpa-in-law anyways. It would have to be her explanation. So if you went to her, pull the kid out, she would have to then explain to him, not you.
How often does she take care of your daughter?
Just a couple of times a week. My mother actually watches my daughter all the time. She's a stay-at-home mom, grandma, whatever you want to call her. But I let my daughter go over there to my mother-in-law's house a few times a week so they can spend some time with her.
Mm-hmm. All right, and once again, how old is your child?
She's 4 months old.
4 months old. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there any way that the sister-in-law would not be telling you the truth?
No. She's very, very honest. And for her to come to me about it, obviously something's up.
How long is your husband deployed for this tour?
He'll be back home in November.
Okay. Because I just feel like with 4-month-old, it's not as if the 4-month-old's relationship with the grandmother-in-law right now is at risk because she's not really remembering anything. So, you know, I'm wondering if there's a way to kind of pull her out with your mom and just say your mom wanted to see her more or something and just kind of try to keep it all cool until November.
For the safety of your kid, you got to pull your daughter out. I mean,
oh, definitely, yeah. She's like, not been back over there.
No, like if she's like hooking up with other dudes, then a 4.5-month-old is like just sitting there on their own, or like in the room, even worse.
Oh God, yeah.
And there's no way out of this that's seamless.
No,
I don't know if you're looking for a lie, but there's no way out of this that's going to be seamless at all. And I understand that your husband's in Afghanistan, and you don't want to shake him up and everything, but it's going to be a lot worse if you have to call him and say something happened to our child because the mother-in-law brought somebody over that she shouldn't. Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, how are you all?
Okay, good. Thanks. Let me get phone number out one more time. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, or 2378. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give her a little advice on what to tell the step-grandfather-in-law. I would just say, you know, you want your child to start at an early age getting a little socialization and maybe put the baby in like a regular daycare for a couple days a week. Aww. That way, because my daughter started daycare at like 3 months and she's the most social little girl. She's 3 years old. She's fabulous.
I think the baby's getting good socialization. Yeah. There's a big revolving door of people coming through that.
Sounds like it. But some of those guys could be real skeezes.
Yeah.
You don't want your baby around a bunch of strange men you don't know about.
That's not cool.
Definitely.
What were you going to say, Carter?
Oh, I was just making a joke about how she was going to be, you know, she's exposed to a lot more, you know, now that she's been around.
You don't have a lot of wiggle room here. You have got to do something before something really, really, really bad happens.
Yeah.
Well, she's already taken, I mean, she said that she's not over at the grandmother's house anymore, so that's the issue. I think, is it true now that the issue is how to handle this with the grandmother in law, so that your husband doesn't have to deal with it in Afghanistan?
Well, my mother-in-law is a very drama-oriented person. Now that my daughter hasn't been over there for the past couple of weeks, she's just, you know, screaming that, you know, I hate her, and she doesn't know why God's doing this to her, and
God's
going to punish me and my husband, and she's just, oh, God.
I understand that. Well, see, that's where it's okay now to tell her what you know, because that'll shut her up.
Boy, will it.
Maybe.
I mean, seriously, because, I mean, that's her. People, if she's going to be drama, then it's like, well, you have that hanging over her head.
The problem with that is people who like drama like that would turn it into something. Like, if you tell her that, then all of a sudden she's running around throwing her hands up in the air about these allegations from her daughter-in-law.
She wouldn't want those allegations, because she knows they're the truth, so she would not say anything, because she wouldn't want the allegations out.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
I just don't understand, why is the grandmother's feelings even at play here? I mean, this should be about protecting the child.
Agreed.
There is no way that I would allow someone with this kind of influence in my child's life with this kind of behavior. I mean, it just would not be acceptable.
Well, it's still a family member you have to deal with. And the child's safety is taken care of because she's not back over there.
Right.
And she's not going back over there. But this is still your mother-in-law.
One more call here. Hey, Ryan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, my question is how many men are coming to the house? And is the child awake, crawling around the floor in the crib? And visibly,
it doesn't matter how many
come in the house.
Why does that even matter, Ryan?
I mean, because the point is, the child is 4 months old. I really don't think the child knows what's going on, and maybe
the sister-in-law is not telling everything
correctly.
Whether she's awake or asleep, anything could happen while she's not watching my kid.
And you don't know the character of these guys. These guys could be. Who knows where they're
creepers.
Coming from?
But Ryan, you're saying this shouldn't be such a big deal.
And I do understand that, yes, she is watching the child. It's just like, for instance, if you're watching your child and one of your friends coming over, if your child is asleep, you're not in the same room with your child.
Yeah, to me,
I'm guessing he doesn't.
Away from her hours and hours at a time while I'm entertaining somebody else. Go to check on her at least every 10 minutes to make sure, she hasn't gotten into something.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
guessing
kind of...
that guy right there doesn't get asked to watch his kids a lot from his wife.
He won't anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, this is kind of a slam dunk here, Carol. Everybody's saying that there's no way to get out of this easily. You're just going to have to break away.
Well, and I think that you just tell her. I know what's going on. You tell your husband whatever you want to tell him. But I know what's going on, and that's why I'm pulling my kid out.
Right.
That's all we got.
Good luck. Yeah, I say good luck because try to keep your side of it as drama-free as possible because with a drama mama, which is what she is, your husband, I'm assuming, and your sister-in-law both get a little upset more so than you do, I would assume, with a mom like that.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, so I would just try to stay as calm as possible. And if she starts in her God thing and all this stuff, just tell her, look, I know the truth. That's it. And so we'll deal with this when my husband gets back.
That's an easy one.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right, good luck.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Here, Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.